Page 50. Coffee houses. Coffee houses then and now. Ah, the rich smell of fresh coffee. People who love the aromatic beverage flock to coffee houses to enjoy it. A coffee house may be as simple as a cozy room with big soft chairs, Wi-Fi, and dozens of coffee drinks. Or it may be a place where baristas are coffee chefs and the roasting of beans a serious business. However one looks at it, coffee houses have drawn people for centuries like honey draws flies. The first public coffee house dates back to 1475 in Constantinople, Turkey, today's Istanbul. Coffee was very important to the culture at the time. A woman was allowed to divorce her husband if he did not keep the coffee pot full. Coffee houses arrived in Europe about 1650 and spread to England by 1652. Some believe the word tips first entered the English language in an English coffee house. A jar on the counter had a sign that read, "To ensure prompt service." Customers who put a coin in the jar were served more quickly. Thanks to Starbucks, coffee houses can now be found all over the world. And the coffee house phenomenon continues to grow. As of July last year, Starbucks boasted 17,651 coffee houses in countries around the world. While some folks head for the nearest Starbucks when desperate for coffee, other coffee aficionados want something more. They look for coffee places that offer extra special coffee. These shops offer specialty coffee blends or signature coffee drinks. In Brazil, serious coffee drinkers visit Isabella Rapaceres. The owner of this coffee house named for her is familiar with coffee growing. She is also skilled in roasting and blending. She travels the world to learn everything she can about coffee. Her shop boasts an amazing espresso blend. Those in the Philippines head to the nearest Figaro coffee shop. This shop serves delicious coffee of several different blends. Their flavored beans are made through a special process that puts the flavor right into the bean. This results in a delicious, long-lasting flavor. Some of the world's coolest coffee houses offer more than just good coffee. At Brother Baba Budan's in Melbourne, Australia, customers are rewarded with a unique environment as well as great coffee. Wooden chairs hang from the ceiling. The door handle is a silver coffee shovel. Those who prefer to share their coffee with something furry can visit Usagito Cafe in Japan. People there can sip their coffee and pet one of the 21 bunnies for about $1 per minute. At Wash & Coffee in Munich, Germany, patrons enjoy a cup of coffee and use the internet as they do their laundry. This place aims to make people feel at home. At the Big Net Cafe in Bangkok, Thailand, customers are served yarn along with their coffee. The cafe attracts all levels of knitters. Experienced staff offer help to the novices. A coffee house may just serve great coffee, or it may offer something extra. Either way, there's nothing like the rich smell of coffee. Word bank. Aromatic. We could smell the aromatic tea as soon as we walked into the room. Cozy. Gina really enjoyed her cozy little house. Divorce. Henry and Kate are no longer married. They divorced last year. Insure. To ensure a good night's sleep, don't watch TV in your bedroom. Prompt. Everyone appreciates the prompt service at this restaurant. Phenomenon. Angry Birds is a popular gaming phenomenon. Desperate. David is desperate to get a ride to the city. Blend. If you blend blue and red, you get purple. Espresso. John enjoyed a cup of espresso with his breakfast. Reward. Annie rewarded Mark with a smile for his kind words. Patron. The patrons of this restaurant all love the food. Yarn. Jenny bought some yarn to make a sweater. Novice. Nancy is a novice when it comes to baking. More information. Beverage. Barista. Aficionado. Signature. Furry. Talk about it. Do you like coffee? Why or why not? Where would you most like to drink coffee? Is the environment in a coffee shop important to you? Why or why not? This ends the reading for Studio Classroom, May 2013.